for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
A quick warning. This episode contains discussions of PTSD and the depiction of traumatic events, including sounds of an explosion. Listener discretion is advised.
You two grab the goods and I'll grab us seats.
Any requests?
Just the classics.
What can I get you, ladies?
Large popcorn, red vines, and two Cokes, please. Perry, did you want anything?
I don't know. I'm looking. There's a lot going on here.
The movie's gonna start soon.
Aren't there always trailers?
I'd rather not crawl around in the dark.
Okay.
How about I get your order started, and you can tell me what you want when I get back?
Yeah, thanks.
Where's your father?
I didn't see him.
Oh. Excuse me.
I'm so sorry. Oh, watch out, watch out.
Timing, it's just starting.
And then you will, like, take another step and you'll get my fist in your face.
I didn't say that.
Okay, fine. You were like, go away. But the way you said it, it was like you were gonna punch him.
I was just there for the music, not for some old man to hit on you.
Yeah, whatever. I'm still calling you my knight in shining armor.
Yeah. Just give me a horse and sword and call me Lady Naomi. Or is it Dame Naomi? Whatever, I'm just in it for the sword. It's nice. Walking around at night.
Yeah, I wish we could do it more often.
You sure you left the window unlocked?
And I paid off my brother.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Mom, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Hey, wanna cross the street? That guy in front of the apartment building is waking me out.
I thought you were a courageous knight.
Yeah, but there are some dragons this knight would like to avoid.
He's leaving anyway. See? Just stop for a smoke and flick a cigarette.
I'm gonna go check on Mom.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Excuse me.
I'm
just going to the bathroom. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Wanna stop by Sal's and grab some ice cream? Naomi. Naomi?
Mom? You in here?
Ah,
Mom? Hello. This may seem like a weird question, but, did you happen to see the woman I was with getting the red vines? She said she'd be in the bathroom, but she's not.
Oh. I think I saw her leave, actually. Figured she hated the movie or something.
Cool, thanks. Hey, Mom. You okay?
Go back inside, Perry. You're missing the movie.
Wasn't really my kind of movie, anyway.
Was there an explosion?
I think I heard one, yeah.
Good to know. You should really go back inside. Sit with your father.
I can keep you company.
I think I need some air. Walk around a bit. I'll meet you by the truck after.
I think I need some air, too.
Aren't you cold?
It's not so bad.
When you were little, you always wore this big purple sweater that belonged to your grandmother.
I don't remember that.
We always patched it up. Every rip you tore in it until you taught yourself to do it.
What happened to the sweater?
You came home from school one day and you just didn't have it anymore. You said that another kid was cold, so you gave it to them and told them it was extra warm because it was stitched with love.
Oh.
We found out that another kid took it from you. You didn't want to get them into trouble, so you lied. It was around the time you also asked if we could speak to you in only English from then on, so you could do better in school. You said the words were getting mixed up in your head and it was making it hard.
Sorry.
Always sorry with you. Ever since you could talk, you've said, I'm sorry.
I just always feel like I have to apologize to you.
It's a night for strong coffee. Pity that this theater doesn't have any.
Yeah, I suppose.
You were never much of a coffee drinker.
I only liked it when you made it.
I tried to teach you.
Never stuck, I guess.
What is it?
It just sounds weird. Sorry.
You used to love that song.
I know.
Hesperia, what happened? I know your father tried to talk to you, and I know I'm not always the best person to be around, but
I don't want to talk about it right now.
All right. You don't have to talk. Do you remember what I did before the tailoring business?
Not really.
Do you know why I became your dad's partner for it?
No.
When I was young, much younger than you, I knew I wanted to help people. There were so many ways to do that, but eventually I decided I wanted to fight fires. I wanted to help people during one of the worst possible moments in their lives. The hours were tough on you and Ace. I won't deny that. But before your father and I would take care of you both, make sure you had enough to eat, clean clothes, all the love in the world. And then... and then something happened. On the job, an explosion.
I didn't know that.
You and Ace were so young at the time. That's probably why you don't remember. There's this terror, see? Not just terror, but rather horror at the terror, at the way it takes hold of you. And it isn't until later when you look back and realize that, no, horror isn't the right word either. It's shame. Shame for letting that terror take hold. And it was only for a moment, but the thing is, when you do the kind of work I did, a moment is everything. A moment decides who lives and who dies and who's left to deal with the outcome. And you have to be able to trust your team. There is no room for doubt. There is no room for hesitation from anyone about anything, especially when it comes to your team. But within that moment was the eternity of an event that happened when I was younger. A friend and I were walking home late from a concert. Vanessa, that was her name. We felt safe enough taking the subway home in pairs. We got off at our stop, laughing about the musing and sneaking out late. And walking back, we saw this guy. They stood out in front of this apartment building, smoking. Vanessa and I, we slowed down, hoping they'd get going. I was about to ask if we wanted to cross the street when the person tossed their cigarette pack and walked away. Vanessa kept walking by, but something felt off. When the person flicked the box, it went further than I expected, you know? It seemed too heavy to fly that far. And that didn't sit right with me, but I followed my friend away because it was late, and what did I know? Just as we passed the building, the stoop where the cigarette pack landed, my friend bent down to pick up something on the ground. I kept walking. I didn't realize she had stopped for a few moments. Then I turned around to see Vanessa straighten up, and as she opened her mouth, probably to say she found a wallet, but then, sorry, Hesperia, I need a moment. Then there was, I remember the sight, but not the sound. An explosion. It was as brilliant in the night. I remember feeling the strain in my vocal cords as I yelled for my friend, and I couldn't hear it. There was this intense heat, and I turned to the smoking person to see if they would help, but they kept walking. I remember seeing other people rush all about, people coming out from other buildings, some of them running to help, others yelling to call the fire department, but the smoking person, they never turned, never wavered. After that, I lost track. I think I ran to Vanessa to see if I could help. I think I was screaming. The next day, my throat was raw. But that person, walking away that night, was what led me to the job. And it was also the reason why I left. After the episode that brought me back to that night, I requested time off to spend with you and Ace. I didn't understand what was happening to me. I thought that being away, that resting, was all that I needed. I never went back. Every time I thought to go back, I could feel that same terror and horror and shame, and I knew that it would be dangerous to have those feelings on the job. You and Ace were so young, and you didn't understand what was happening to your mama. Your dad tried to protect you from what I was going through, but you kids were so smart. You knew that Mama was sad and scared all the time, and you tried so hard to make me feel better, and I never meant to put that on you.
I don't remember any of that.
You were so very young, and this, family has a way of choosing to forget painful memories. But those memories have a way to revisiting us, of demanding recognition.
And kind of like those memories, huh? Is that why you're so angry with me? You've been trying to hide it, but...
You are more than a memory, Hesperia. You are... my incredible daughter, who exists in the here and now. I am telling you this because I want you to get help if you need it. And I want you to know that whatever happened to you before you got here, you are not alone. It's difficult to live with painful memories, but it's so important to remember that there is more than the pain.
How come you and Dad don't talk about what happened with Ace?
We should go check on your father.
Please, Mom. Don't change the subject this time.
Your father is sitting there all alone, and this is movie night. We should be watching the
movie. I don't understand why you and Dad are like this, and if we're gonna talk about painful things, then I want to talk about this.
Hesperia, that's enough. Not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Please.
Far Meridian, created by Eli Barraza, produced by Eli Barraza and Misha Stanton. This episode was written by Eli Barraza and directed by Eli Barraza and Danielle Shamaya. Performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, D.G. Watson as Tomas, Karen Sowers-Albizwa as Monica, Ishani Kanetkar as the cashier, Sierra Shea as Naomi, and Ladiani Perez as Ariana. Sound design by Misha Stanton. Music by Masato Abe. For more information and transcripts, visit thefarmmeridian.com or find us on social media at thefarmmeridian. You can also help support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmmeridian. Until next time, may you always find your way.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.